All right, it's 1:18 on the day of fight night. You can just cut the tension in here with a knife. It's incredible. Look at him in there. Look how Jake he is.
Look at him digging.
Take it for rip.
He's digging. Dude, we'll buy you lunch today. Don't dig through the garbage.
Well, there's an apple core in here.
He doesn't mind. He's just gnawing on it.
Will we ever...
He hates waste.
Will we be sitting here in a couple years saying, if we could only go back to before fight night, everything could go back to normal?
Yeah.
If only Bob hadn't mentioned Dooku Kim the day before.
Fortunately, I had no idea who that was.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you Google it?
Yeah.
There you go. Boom, boom, Mancini. All right, let's talk Hard Knocks, shall we? Where are you on Hard Knocks? Are you pro or con? Because last week I had some great, great praise for old Hard Knocks. I thought this might be my favorite season ever. Unfortunately, I don't have similar reports after this week's episode, but I still like my Rams trip.
To me, Hard Knocks is very consistently great. I always love it. I didn't think last week's was particularly the best one ever. I think I saw you put that out there. But I enjoyed it. And
now,
I also enjoyed this week's.
Okay.
But I agree with your off-air assertion that the last half hour was a little bit slow.
The only thing I think we're going to part...
on tank tops, and I'm on board.
The only thing we're going to part ways on is, yes, Hard Knocks is consistently great. I thought All or Nothing was a better version of Hard Knocks, and I think you watched... Did you get all the way through it, or did you quit? The Cardinals series on Amazon. Because you didn't sound like you liked it at all. I loved it.
Oh, no, I thought it was very good, too.
Did you go all the way through it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's good, but I like the camp... angle, you know?
I like the
guy on the back end of the roster angle. That means more to me.
I think I like it all.
Yeah, I like it all. But the guy that you know is kids there watching him, and that guy ain't making the team.
Yeah. Hard Knocks does have that.
Yeah.
They highlight a few guys early on, and they kind of know, hey, one of these guys is going to get cut. And they do. And then you feel sad by the end of it. It's real life, you know?
It's so hard to make the NFL.
And then you see the number one bonus baby picks, you know, who doesn't know if the sun rises in the east or the west or...
I think we miss that a lot.
It's weird.
I know we want to play audio. Just this quick point, though.
Yeah, we got to play audio.
The four teams we follow, the other three have training camp, too. But those guys who don't make the team... they almost always go to the minors. The Mavericks, they don't really even have a camp where they're trying for jobs. Like, all the jobs are taken when the Mavericks get to camp. Yeah, they have a few preseason bodies, but they have guaranteed deals. Baseball and hockey, you're just going back down to the minors. It's not these high stakes. In football, man, these dudes, this is
You're at Home Depot.
This is literally their last taste of their dream is the tonight... and next week, that's it for a lot of these NFL guys.
And it's really just toying with them. A lot of guys, they know they're not going to...
Right.
Or the Cowboys know, you know, and they're just there to make sure their starters don't get hurt.
And they even have me put my 53-man on the morning news thing, and I say these guys have no chance, and I list a bunch of names, and then you're like, oh, man, I hate to treat this guy like this because...
it's a life.
That's his life. That's his family
and
dream and for
him.
He's like, dude has no chance of making the team. Poor guy. Anyway.
But, you know, that's the life they want to be a part of.
It's a life we all want to be a part of.
They need to be critiqued by guys like you. So who is the guy coming out of the break? Waffle?
Yeah, Mike Waffle, their D-line coach. Who's a psychopath.
He is a psychopath. This is very interesting to me, too, just how... all right, well, let's just listen to another Mike Waffle goes off on somebody moment.
Get your eyes pad level down.
Come on, Ethan, knock him back.
And you get your f***ing eyes lower.
Now they're in the meeting room.
Story, I ain't seen him one more f***ing time. See this f***ing right here? F*** this f***ing, Ethan. I'm sick of f***ing saying it. I'm sick of f***ing watching it. I had to write that last day. Get your f***ing eyes lower or you're playing somebody else, someplace else. I've had enough. I've had enough. I told you too many times. Got it? Got it now?
Boy, he's emasculating this guy in the meeting room, he's right in front of all the other dudes.
8 inches from his face.
I don't think the world's ready to see that stuff.
He's an old man.
Like, I don't think that's uncommon at all.
This guy's a 280-pound defensive lineman who's just being reduced into a little baby.
But the player...
Little baby Jakey.
The player's had it happen to him 10 other times, maybe 100 other times. It doesn't faze him as much as it fazes the viewers. And the viewers aren't ready for it because it only happens in football and the military. You know?
Yeah.
So, it happens in jobs where you could die doing your job if you continue to screw up.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
Do you want this guy, though, in there when your kid, for the 12th time, hasn't finished her homework? Would you like to bring him in just for
no,
a day?
No, and someone compared it to Schillinger in that movie that almost won the Oscar, where he's...
Whiplash.
Yeah, Whiplash. Yeah. Yeah. Basically, he's Whiplash guy, but Whiplash was like some prep music school.
Right.
And this is the NFL. You know? That... So,
I think you should be kind of interested in what it does to the mental state of the human he's talking to.
Well, there's a lot of things about football that we should probably do things differently, but we don't and we never will.
I would say that he's actually doing him a service by getting his mental state. You know what I mean? Like, it would be bad for our mental state if you're doing a radio show, but if your job is to go try to get into 10 car crashes on a Sunday, I think your mental state needs to be, holy yes, I could die doing this. I just want to think about that guy yelling at me.
All right, well, let's think about the NFL and Greg Williams.
Who's been banned for a year calling in a hit, by the way.
Yeah,
they conveniently leave that out.
Was banned for a year from the NFL because of the bounty gate in New Orleans. And if you had any thought that, oh my gosh, this guy's career, I'm going to say that he is... His profile is higher and better having gotten banned from the NFL because look how bad he wants to beat ass and win. You know what I mean? Do you think it was tough for him to get another job? I don't think so at all. Look, he's the defensive coordinator of the Rams 3 years later.
They all know.
3 years ago, he was banned, not even allowed to be on a sideline.
In the league?
It took him 1 year of get my toes back in the water. And I'll be a consultant or whatever he was with the Titans.
If you can remember
the... Couldn't wait to hire him to lead a group again because this guy, he does what Waffle does.
If
he
you can remember the Colonel Nathan Jessup rant about what goes on in the Marine Corps from A Few Good Men. If you can remember that rant, that's basically what these guys think about when it comes to should I hire Greg Williams or not. Like,
right.
You're not prepared for the truth here, so let's just, why don't you just go read something else? I'm going to hire this guy because I need a killer coaching my killers to be killers on Sunday, okay? So I can keep a job and we can keep this thing going.
All right, so here is an example of what we're talking about.
Hit it! Hit it! Rock back! When I f***ing say crease, I want the f***er creased. And when we say Larry, that means Larry, go f*** somebody up, Larry. But everybody's touchy, 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 feel on his assy, assy, assy. Now you're saying, there it is, Greg's being a d*** again. No, I'm f***ing trying to figure out how I can f***ing help you make this team. We haven't said that in the rooms yet, evidently. The 100th time. We've said it 99 times, but the 100th time we're going to get it because all the colleges in the country and all your moms and dad, nobody's supposed to holler at any of you guys anymore. People that have enabled you your whole life, they're disabling you for your future. When you don't do what you're told to do, you get fired in other jobs. You'll get fired here too.
You're not allowed to holler at anybody. You're not allowed to put out hits and bounties on anybody anymore.
Well, sounds like he'd like to make America great again.
It really
touchy,
does.
Touchy, 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 feel on his assy, assy, assy.
Could a coach yell at you and you not laugh when he says that?
And
dude,
boy,
I guarantee they're taking that to the field behind his back.
And I was saying, is that passive-aggressive or aggressive-aggressive when he's saying they're not talking about this in the rooms enough? That's a shot at all of his assistant coaches underneath him, like the linebackers coach,
right,
and the DB coach,
yeah,
and the defensive end coach. And then he takes a shot at your college coaches for being too nice to you, sweethearts. When you get up here to the NFL, you're taken aback when you get yelled at a little bit.
Yeah. Then he wants to get into the culture war.
But a guy like this,
PC bro,
he is is...
Oh, did you get a participation trophy?
Do you think this is like Herb Brooksy? Like, he is becoming the bad guy, and they're kind of unified
right.
in that sense. And now the position coaches can probably get some good work done with them, because the position coaches are the ones that are good guys
Look,
bringing you over here.
Let's just keep Greg happy.
Yeah.
Just do what I'm telling you to do, and we'll get through this. He'll go on to some other problem.
You can see the method behind all the madness, I guess.
It's one big game of good cop, bad cop.
And
that drop.
Touchy, 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 feel on his assy, assy, assy.
I don't really know what that means, but I love it.
He was rolling.
And I just love him. Oh, no, here's Greg.
Yeah, oh, yeah, Greg.
He's doing it again.
Absolutely, you bitch.
And I do love Hard Knocks, because they do get into discussions about where the sun rises and
mermaids,
how to make a sandwich, and then
you didn't get a chance to comment on mermaids versus T-Rexes. If you'd like to weigh in.
Ridiculous.
So last week there was a guy who really, he believed in mermaids but not dinosaurs, right?
Like I said, I've met tons of people that don't believe in dinosaurs. Believe me.
Huh?
And
come on.
Now, I've never really met anyone that believes in mermaids necessarily, but the combination of not believing in dinosaurs but believing in mermaids was a first.
Why are mermaids so hot if all they're doing is laying eggs there and you go fertilize those eggs? Don't you need... Isn't the purpose of hotness so that you will be attracted to her so that you can impregnate her?
Like, he's making quite a point.
No, I'm just wondering, why are mermaids hot? There's no reason for them to be hot because you can't...
Wouldn't they also be like wild pruny? Like their hands would be like...
Well, no, they're evolved to handle that.
Oh,
their skin must be really rough and scaly.
You would think.
Like, from the outside, it looks like our skin, but I don't
think
it really
is. You guys are putting limits on mermaids, and I'm not comfortable with it.
But you want them to be all girls, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Talking about a merman?
Mermaid.
Well, I'm simply saying.
Does there have to be a merman, though?
TC doesn't want limits on them, and I'm saying there should probably be a few.
Although there has to be at least one male so he can tell his daughter not to go up and try to be a human, and then she's forced to...
That's right, King Poseidon.
Yeah.
What was Daryl Hannah?
What was she?
She was a mermaid, right?
Actress.
Oh. Yes.
Who learned to speak from watching TV shows? Well, anyway, I don't think we have time to play sandwich talk or when they're handing out the tank tops. Maybe we'll get into that next time.
There's always tomorrow. If we're trying to cover up a Jake loss, maybe we'll play those tomorrow.
Don't cover it up. Down. Embrace it.
Because apparently, if you're in the NFL, like, the word tank top, if I say, hey, you want a tank top? Now there's five different subsets. You might be like, well, what kind of tank top?
String right. tank.
Now, to me, I would...
Stringer.
And you know what tomorrow is, Dan?
I do not.
Mine will tell him.
Fat Arm Friday. Oh. Got to find the drop first.
Fat Arm Friday.
Fat Arm Friday. You know, it's my Friday tomorrow.
Me too, man. All right, what's on the news?
Today is Fat Arm Friday.
How about more big news in this? It's still August, the month of Jake. News for Jake next.
Touchy, 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 feel on his assy, assy, assy.